The decisions made by the First Church Council at Jerusalem were of paramount importance for the Christian faith. It was decided that Gentile believers did not have to submit to Jewish rites, notably circumcision, on becoming Christians. For both Jews and Gentiles alike, the gospel of free grace through faith was confirmed. In this way, Christianity was acknowledged as being universal, reaching out to men and women of every race without distinction. After leaving Jerusalem, Paul and Barnabas returned to Antioch in Syria, accompanied by two members of the Jerusalem church, Judas and Silas. On arrival, they delivered the letter from the church council to the assembly in Antioch, and the Gentile believers were greatly encouraged by its message. Sometime later, Paul suggested that he and Barnabas should return to Galatia to visit the churches they had founded during their first missionary journey. Barnabas wanted to take along his cousin John Mark, but Paul did not agree because Mark had left them in Pamphylia on their previous tour and had gone back to Jerusalem. The two men had such a heated argument that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus, his homeland, where they had begun their missionary work on their first journey. As for Paul, he chose Silas and set out for Asia Minor, this time by land, having been commended by the brothers in Antioch to the grace of the Lord. Paul and Silas travelled northwards through Syria to Cilicia, encouraging and strengthening the churches on the way. They came to Tarsus, Paul's hometown, and then crossed over into Galatia through the passes of the Taurus Mountains. Paul revisited Derbe and Lystra, two towns in southern Galatia, where he and Barnabas had preached the gospel. There was a young believer in Lystra, named Timothy. His mother was Jewish, but his father was Greek. Timothy's mother and grandmother, Eunice and Lois, had brought him up in the fear of God and the knowledge of Holy Scripture from his childhood. During Paul's first visit to the city, the two women and Timothy had become believers. The brothers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of the young man, so Paul decided to take him with them. Before they left, the elders of the church prayed and laid their hands on him. Then the missionary team went on from there and travelled from town to town visiting the churches. They went to Iconium and Pisidium Antioch and delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem concerning Gentile believers. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers. Having completed the tour, Paul and his companions thought they should go and evangelize the Roman province of Asia, but the Holy Spirit did not allow them to go there. So they traveled through Phrygia and Galatia, heading north to go to Bithynia. But again the Holy Spirit prevented them from going there. Finally, they went west towards the coast, arriving at Troas on the Aegean Sea. Troas was a flourishing seaport, a Roman colony, a free city, and the gateway by sea to Europe, as it linked Macedonia on the European mainland to Asia Minor. At Troas, they were joined by Luke, the author of the third gospel and the book of Acts. Luke, who came from Antioch in Syria, according to tradition, was an educated Greek, a doctor and historian. In one of his epistles, Paul calls him the beloved physician, as he became the apostle's friend and missionary companion. At Troas, Paul had a vision during the night. A man of Macedonia stood and implored him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." At once Paul got ready to leave, believing that God had called him to preach the gospel in Macedonia. He and his companions put out to sea from Troas and sailed for Samothrace, an Aegean island about midway between Asia Minor and Macedonia. The ship left the next day for the coastal town and seaport of Neapolis. On landing, Paul set foot for the first time in Europe. From there, the missionary team travelled inland to Philippi, the leading city of the district of Macedonia, and they stayed there several days. Next episode, Paul in Philippi.